Call me by my right name, lad.
You can call me by my right name as well, sir.
What on heaven's earth is your name?
Pud. Originally, it was Puddington, and shortened by my father Wesley to Pudding. And everybody at school made fun of me, so I shortened it to Pud.
Oh, go beat your Pud!
Oh, Captain! Captain! Captain!
I'll say it again. Please, call me by my right name.
What name, sir?
Captain Abercrombie. Now, what's your beef, young man?
I'm a vegetarian, sir.
Oh, horse shit!
Now, I can eat that because it's vegan.
Be serious, Pud. Don't be a smartass.
Tell me, Captain, do you think we'll make it through the Dead Seas?
We'll get there quicker than you could say dead rabbit.
What about the Seven Seas?
Sheep, crusty, crappy, cardboard, challenge, catastrophe, and,
Oh, you got it.
Curtains! Yes!
You certainly have a sense of dead humor, sir. What I really want to know...
Yes, go on.
Well, I want to ask you this, Captain. Is the Crypanic seaworthy?
Listen to me, Pud. It's about dignity and respect. Before I ever accepted the job being a sea captain, I called over the chief executive officer of the Crypanic, and point blankly, I asked him if the ship was seaworthy. He cleared his throat, and he said with a lisp, "It's unthinkable."
That's a sign of indigestion. I mean relief, Captain.
Oh, don't worry yourself, silly. Do you realize the Crypanic is the one and only ship in the world built like this, made with spit and gum, made with Wrigley's chewing gum, and the hull of the ship is made with tungsten steel razor blades from the good folks at the Gillette Razor Safety Company. The engine room was designed by the grandparents of Manny, Moe, and Jack, known as the Pep Boys. Fixtures provided to us by the 88-cent only stores, and guests aboard the ship get a crunchy chocolate chip cookie under their pillow, along with a Bible, a granny pistol. And now, lad, are there any other questions? I'm afraid you'll have to hurry. I have a do-or-die meeting coming up.
Yes, sir. I ordered a Coca-Cola a little while ago, and you see, it was lukewarm.
Shiver me timbers! Shiver me timbers! Ah, the whole ship is out of control! Give it up! Give it up! It's over! It's over! Can't even get a fucking cracker on this sinkhole!
What was that, Captain Abercrombie and Fitch?
The spirit of a dead bird.
Should have been the spirit of St. Louis.
Sink or swim!
In which direction should I go, sir?
Downward.
Thanks for your opinion, kind sir.
Pud, you better beat it, and have a good stroke of luck. Indeed, I'm very grateful that we had a heartwarming conversation.
Goodbye, Captain Abercrombie.
Goodbye, Pud. All hands on deck! I said, all hands on deck! For the last time, all hands on deck! Jack!
I give up! I give up! It's sink or swim! Sink or swim! Sink or swim! It doesn't matter anymore! It's over! It's over!
Hear ye! Hear ye! Hear ye! Gentlemen, this meeting shall commence immediately! Right on! Right now! Let's go! I have some good news, and I'm afraid I have some bad news. What do you gentlemen aboard the Crypanic want to hear first? Aha! The good news. Yes, the good news. We'll get 11 Oscars. Whiskers!